Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLI. 1-877-DOC-DALI. So before the pandemic, we were having a little bit of a crisis in the trucker industry. And I love truckers. I've had trucker listeners since my XM days. Truckers are awesome. They are the backbone of America. We couldn't be eating. We couldn't be sleeping. We couldn't be doing one one-thousandth of the things that we're doing if it wasn't for truckers bringing in the supplies. You can do whatever you want on a computer, but you still need the toilet paper. You still need your food. You still need things in your hand. So we credit the truckers for doing what they do, and God bless you guys out there. But over the years, we've started to notice that there have been less truckers. Right? One is many of them have retired, you know, make a great job. They love their job. They did their job, but after a while, you know, they age out, just like doctors are aging out. Then there was a lack of enthusiasm of younger people to go into driving, you know, because they were more tech-oriented, more computer-oriented. And the younger population likes to be around other people. When you start to get older, like my age, you're like, you know what I could do with a little less people in my life, that little less drama, let me just listen to my music or my talk radio and move on. But younger people, they might not gravitate to the trucker industry because they don't want to be away from their friends. They don't want to be away from their young children, their new relationship. So you don't see a lot of younger people going into trucking, right? So over the years, and then not to mention the health issues. Many truck drivers have health issues because they're not getting the exercise, because of the long hours, the lack of sleep, the inability to cook fresh meals and have fresh vegetables and salads when you're driving. You grab a burger because you could eat it on the road. So it's not attractive to many people. I would think driving a truck would be awesome, but I mean, it takes a lot of work. It takes a lot of stamina, a lot of strength. A lot of people can't do it. It's not for the weary. It's not for the weak. So we've had a truck driver shortage for years. With the COVID pandemic, a lot of them lost their jobs. If the restaurants weren't open, truck doesn't need to drive to that restaurant chain. If bars weren't open, you know, things started to change. Some truckers were obviously needed for the big box stores, but there was a shift. But now we're being told that at least 20 to 25% of trucks are sitting there unused. They don't have enough drivers. So, in addition to what we have in terms of a more seasoned age in terms of truckers and less younger people, you would think, well, you know, with unemployment, there'd be people just dying to get the job. Well, I think there's another issue. Having done CDL physicals, right, if somebody uses marijuana, they're prohibited from driving, or I believe it could disqualify them from their CDL. Now, there are some technicalities that each state has, but any sort of marijuana in your system from a federal standpoint is considered an impairment. So now that marijuana is legal in multiple states, people are using, and if they don't think they could get the job or keep their job, they're not even going to consider it. And I was talking to a young person about jobs, and I go, what about truck driving? They need truckers, and they'll pay pretty good. And I go, no, I smoke weed. So if people are not going to enter that field because marijuana, and understandably so. It's very hard to rate when you're impaired and when you're not with marijuana from a driving standpoint. I think we're going to see even more trucks not used. Now, why does the trucking industry, why does that matter? And what does that have to do with gas? Well, if you've noticed in the news over the last few days, I'm talking about how we have a gas shortage. In Nevada, in southern Nevada, you would drive up to some of the pumps and they had those yellow bags on it saying, you know, do not use or out of use. And so there was a little bit of a crisis in southern Nevada because we want our gas. And it was blamed on, well, more people are driving now because of the lockdowns being open. Not particularly. I mean, we kind of were out of lockdown last summer. People have been on the street. They've been on the roads. Maybe more people are traveling for spring break. But why last week? So I don't know if we're getting the full story. But one of the things we're being told is in multiple areas throughout the country, there's not enough truck drivers to deliver the gas, to deliver the items. And they think that gas prices are going to go up and we're going to have a gas shortage because we don't have enough people being able to transport it. So we're already at very high risk for inflation, right? We have minimum wage going up. We have taxes. We have employer mandates and all sorts of other issues that are already going to cause the price of goods or retail to go up. Not to mention, people are trying to make up for lost revenue because of these draconian lockdown rules of businesses and things like that. So now that they're opening up, they're like, okay, we got to start not only, you know, trying to make a profit, we got to try to replenish much of our losses. So prices are going up. We knew prices were going up. But on top of that, now with shortages and a lack of truckers being able to bring the supply, once there's more demand than supply, prices are going to skyrocket. So if gas prices start to go up and the federal government's like, well, we don't know what to do. You know, do we have to negotiate with certain countries? Do we need to import? Do we need to, you know, reopen the pipeline? While they're grappling with this, don't be surprised if there's going to be a suggestion of maybe we need to legalize marijuana on a federal level. Because if marijuana is illegal on a federal level and the feds don't want marijuana, right, in the system of a driver, and that's preventing, right, millions of young drivers to consider the job, you might see the feds go, you know what, maybe we'll ease up on our marijuana rules. So I just see that link, and I wouldn't be surprised if that comes next. 1-877-DOC-DALY. My dad voted to legalize marijuana, but who knew that it could affect our gas prices? 1-877-DOC-DALY. I'm the ring.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure, jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Doc Dolly, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel who's working the dials. And big thanks to y'all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So I love your questions. I love your comments. Whether it's your tweets, whether it's your Facebook, whether it's your Instagram messages, whether it's your email, whether it's your calls. We really do appreciate it. Keep them coming. Now, a trend, a very kind of common theme that I'm getting is the, wait a second, didn't they say this percentage is bad, or didn't they say we need to do this? Why are they saying this now? And so I've been picking up for months this sense of confusion. And in the news today, we're being told that New York City is probably going to be opening up by July 1. Woohoo, yay, exciting, hallelujah, praise the Lord. Yay, New York City is going to open up July 1. I'm excited about that. But a lot of people are going, okay, now wait a second. The numbers and the science aren't adding up. But where are they coming from? Well, apparently about 36% of, I believe, New Yorkers have been fully vaccinated. Fantastic number. But if we're going by the numbers and the science, for months the American people were saying, we need to reach herd immunity to open up. Now I know everybody's like, shh, let's leave the dogs alive. Let New York open up. I'm not interfering with that. New York's opening up. Great. People get to be back to business. Life gets hopefully go back to normal. But this is where the public officials are in trouble. Whether it's our vaccine, whether it's our narrative on COVID and fear and lockdowns and whatever they've been pushing. When you say you're going to open up a city, that it's time. Mayor Bill de Blasio said it is time. 36% of the population vaccinated, I believe that's the number, I need to double check, they're going to fully reopen. All this time when people were told, wait a second, we have to get two vaccines because one vaccine is only 95% effective or 80% effective with the first vaccine, or the Johnson & Johnson vaccine only 72% effective, and we're supposed to have 95%. Well, that's a different number. It's like apples and oranges. But if only 36% of the population is vaccinated, then that's not herd immunity. So if we're opening up now, why couldn't we have opened up a month ago or 2 months ago? So the message that people are getting is these rules are arbitrary and public officials are kind of pulling them out of their rich peritoneums. Now, again, let's sleep the dogs alive. We could get the government to let us open up and stop some of the obstruction that we've had in terms of a lot of our physical liberties. That's great. However, from a science standpoint, as a doctor, I am going to be honest with you guys. All right? You know, I want us to follow the science, but it can't be science that's wielded to somebody's political gain. So what's happening in India is some scary stuff. Very scary stuff. In fact, there are so many people dying that a girl was trying to get the vaccine. She went to a medical clinic to get the vaccine. Two guys said, look, we're also giving vaccines in this line. Come with us. They end up gang raping her. So it is an absolute disaster in terms of vaccine rollout and trying to limit the spread and the variants going on in India, where the other sort of science narrative of, look, okay, there's variants. We might not be protected against the variants. We need to be cautious. Somebody following the science will be saying, but wait a second here. We have these variants. We have these things going on. You said that we had to be completely locked down because of X number of cases. So what happens now if the cases come back? Does it mean we're locked down again? What people want to predict what the government's going to do. People want to prepare. Me as a business owner, I want to know what the government's going to do. And the first thing we do is we look at our past. We go, well, what did the government do in the past? What was the precedent set? So we have a very, very confused country right now because I think a lot of the government is starting to kind of backpedal. I think they realized that they overreached. They went too far. It was not very popular. There's going to be another election coming up. And I think many of them are like, you know what? We need tax dollars. We're in trouble. Let's roll it back. But it's under the guise of science. Now, having science under my belt, all right, back off saying the science. Because if we're really going to use, and we're really going to go by the science, then we could dissect what we're doing with our masks. All right, I'm pro mask, but I'm pro N95 respirator mask. Not this thing that does the ear loops keep breaking off and the mask keeps slipping. You're saying, look, you could be around unvaccinated people even though you are vaccinated. All right, that's great. But I thought you guys said there's still that 5% chance. I thought you said that kids could Trojan this virus in. What about the variants? So they keep saying follow the science, and the science is evolving. So stop saying that. Stop saying follow the science. Because if you look back, if you do a timeline of all the back and forth and the pendulum swinging, you're not following the science. You guys are kind of being hypocritical. And as a doctor, when I have people say, look, is it true that, you know, this is providing me the protection because I could be outside and, as a doctor, I'm going to tell you what I know from a microbial standpoint and an immunological standpoint. But when non-scientists are saying, well, we're following the science. And so technically, even if, you know, the majority of the population is vaccinated, we could open back up. Great. But you said you were using the science to force these companies to close down. So stop saying it. You're being hypocritical and you're making Americans really, really confused. So another issue that's coming up is the vaccine enthusiasm. So many cities have been reporting that they don't have people coming back for their second shot. Now, I was on the Simon Conway show when we were speaking about this. When I heard that 8% of the country, and he too, were not coming back for their second shot, I look at the glasses half full. I was like, only 8%? Whoa. Because remember, I'm a physician. I've been asking people for years to get their flu shot. And the enthusiasm for a flu shot is below 50%. So when I heard the COVID shot was coming out, I'm like, oh, Lord. Right? I don't think we're going to get more than 50% involved. Unless, of course, they're very concerned about COVID or depending on how the pandemic goes. And then, let alone to come back for a second shot. So when I heard that there's only 8%, that haven't come back for their second shot, kudos to the health departments, kudos to the local health districts. You guys did a pretty good job. But then there's this heat on people not coming back for their second shot. There's this heat on people not going for their vaccine. Well, again, they're following the public official government science. All right? You've been telling people that when there were vaccine shortages, that we're going to have to be okay with one shot. There was that whole theme, all those theatrics of guys, all right, forget about the two-shot thing. You can get your second one in 42 days. Let's just give as many people shots, at least one shot as possible. You'll still have protection. Then they turn around going, okay, so now get your second shot. Remember, when you, people are different, okay? You know, a kid, you could say, do this. Now don't do this, right? Remember red light, green light? Remember we played red light, green light? Green light, everybody runs a red light and you have to stop. And if you were moved or whatever, then you lost. Red light, green light, okay? That's what the government's doing, red light, green light. So for adults, but okay, is the one shot fine? You guys said the one shot was fine in January, third week of January, then can't I just be with my one shot? No, because now we're saying this. Same thing we did with the masks last summer. Guys, you don't need the masks. They're not going to protect you. The hospitals need the masks, which I understood that because the hospitals were going to unfortunately not have any because people were going to hoard them. And then, okay, you know what? Now you need the masks. You know what? If you're outside, you still need the mask. No, if you're outside, you don't need the mask. However, if you're singing in a choir, you need the mask. It's starting to seem a little arbitrary, you know? It's been like this for a while. So when the American public starts to hear, now, you know, guys, come on, you need to go and get your second shot. You need to. I agree, if you're going to start the series, you need to get it. But the reason why they might not be getting their second shot isn't so much side effects. This has nothing to do with the Johnson & Johnson issue because Johnson & Johnson wasn't two shots. This was the Moderna-Pfizer vaccine. But maybe it's because they listened to you. Maybe it's because you did too good a job trying to convince everybody that it is okay to share your second shot. Sometimes you only get one chance at convincing somebody something. Which means the government may need to kind of choose their battles and pick one message and stick with it. 1-877-DOCTOR-ALLY, don't go in.
Silver. Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Federal investigators on Wednesday seized cell phones and computers from Rudy Giuliani, the former mayor of New York City and presidential lawyer. Rudy's son, Andrew Giuliani, called it nothing but politics.
If this can happen to the former president's lawyer, this can happen to any American. Enough is enough. The only piece of evidence that they did not take up there today was the only piece of incriminating evidence that is in there. And it does not belong to my father. It belongs to the current president's son.
The FBI reportedly refused to take the hard drive belonging to President Biden's son, Hunter, with suspected incriminating evidence on the Biden family. Officials have canceled mandatory evacuation orders from a wildfire in the Castaic area. That's northwest of downtown Los Angeles, California. About 2 p.m. Pacific on Wednesday, the L.A. County Fire Department posted on Twitter the North Fire had grown to 650 acres with 0% containment. The cause is still under investigation. USA Radio News. President Biden, in his first address to a nearly empty joint session of Congress Wednesday night, laid out his vision for America.
If we act to save the planet, we can create millions of jobs and economic growth and opportunity to raise the standard of living almost everyone around the world. If you'd watched any of it and you were all busy, I'm sure you didn't have much time. That's what virtually every nation said, even the ones that aren't doing their fair share.
Republican Senator Tim Scott disputes Biden's claim that the new Georgia voting laws are Jim Crow laws.
The state of Georgia passed a law that expands early voting, preserves no-excuse mail-in voting, and despite what the president claimed, did not reduce election day hours. If you actually read this law, it's mainstream. It will be easier to vote early in Georgia than in Democrat-run New York. But the left doesn't want you to know that. They want people virtue signaling by yelling about a law they haven't even read.
USA Radio News.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Doc Dolly, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel Zirk and the Dials. And big thanks to y'all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. Timothy says he didn't get the second vaccine because the first one floored him. He talks about his symptoms of fever, body aches. Why risk it? Another question I got last night is, if I had COVID and I've had one vaccine, isn't that enough already? So, guys, I would love to give you a definitive answer on that. And I think that's what the American public deserves. They've been taught a lot about immunity. They've been taught that, look, if you get an infection, you will build antibodies. We are making a vaccine to help train your body to build antibodies. And people don't want to take extra risks that they don't have to. And so the only, shall we say, data that has been publicized on the topic is that COVID doesn't give you long-lasting immunity, like the flu. It's one of those types of viruses where if you got the flu once, you might have a certain amount of immunity to a type of flu, but there's so many flus, there's so many variants, there's so many different intricacies that whatever you had in 2017 in terms of immunity is probably not going to do much for you in 2019 or maybe 2022, which is why we have yearly boosters. Now, some infections, they are just so unique in their look. They don't seem to mutate much in terms of shape. They seem to really trigger strong immune responses. So, like, let's say the chicken pox. Once you get the chicken pox, you're not usually going to ever get that again. You might get shingles because that virus will come out and decide to activate along the nerve roots that it decided to camp out in. But you won't get a full-on chicken pox sort of full-on body rash. Same thing with mumps, measles. Usually when you get that once, you don't really seem to get it again. Now, one of you had also asked, are our vaccines weakening our immune system? In the olden days, you got to have all these viruses. Well, yeah, but in the olden days, you died. We had a lot more pediatric deaths. You know, with COVID, we've been a little bit numb to what's been going on in terms of our youth and because it's kind of been primarily a grown-up thing. But now that we're starting to hear that young people could get it, such as this boy that traveled with his parents, went to Hawaii, his parents were fully vaccinated, the child was under 10 years old, did have some underlying health conditions, we aren't really sure, but he ends up getting COVID, and then he dies in a hospital in Hawaii. And his parents had tested negative. Even though they had been vaccinated, they tested negative before traveling to Hawaii. But obviously the child wasn't vaccinated. So as we're starting to hear that now kids are becoming more involved, you know, it is. It's bringing up the question of, okay, you know, I got it for myself, but am I going to give it to my kids? Do we know enough about it? Personally, I told my kids, if they want to get it, I'm fine with it. They're of the age now where they're over 18, and even though I think I have some control over them, I don't. So I can't force it, but I told them, guys, I'm pro. I think it's going to protect you. Just be prepared. There's, you know, a lot of younger people now coming to the hospital with it. So, you know, don't be surprised if school is going to say that they want you to get the shot, the vaccine. So, you know, if you've had COVID once, then you got at least one vaccine. Why isn't it enough? So what we're being told, and again, it's not because I've been in a lab studying this virus. This is what we've been told in medical journals and, you know, medical outlets and among physicians, is the coronavirus illness that you might have had last spring doesn't necessarily mean it resembles the coronavirus that's coming around this spring. Now, remember, we told you guys this spring, it's the UK strain. Still resembles COVID, but it's different. So if you told me you had COVID last spring, I can't say that you have immunity. We're also being told that the immunity might not last more than 6 months. Then on top of that, we have the vaccine. Now, we don't know how long the vaccine confers immunity because the vaccine has only been given out since December. It was only studied since last summer. And so with the vaccine, even those study participants, if they're outside in the real world and they get exposed to COVID, if somebody did a blood test to check their antibodies, there's no guarantee that those antibodies are positive because of the vaccine, or it's because they were outside and they got exposed to another dose of COVID, and that primed the immune system. But we're being told, and again, this is what we're being told, that's all we go by right now, it's what they tell us as they feed us like little baby birds in a nest, pieces of information. What they're telling us is, look, it might not give you more than 6 months immunity. So the next question I've been getting is, okay, so I got my one. Why don't I get the next one when it's the booster? Well, because a lot of variables. And mind you, I'm not disagreeing with your guys' question. Your questions are very logical. I've had the same question myself. When I got my first vaccine, I didn't feel really good. I'm like, do I really need to go back for a second? Gosh, I was contemplating not going back for the second, but I did. Maybe it's because I had to take my mom. Maybe it's because I am concerned about the variants. I'm concerned about what's happening in the other country. So I did. I got my second one. But I completely understand and empathize with those of you going, look, I was down for the count. I wasn't feeling good. I don't want to go through that again. I was lucky. I only felt bad for a couple days. But if I had felt bad longer, you know, would I have thought differently? I don't know. But when we have so many variables of, like, what's going on in India, you know, and what's going on in the, right now, hold on a second, let me just kind of give you guys the latest numbers. You know, to the south of the border of us, we are still seeing spikes in cases, whether it's Central America, whether it's South America, whether it's Mexico, and we aren't in a bubble. We might feel like we're in a bubble now, but we're not. We have thousands of migrant children and adults and cartel coming across the border. People are dying to get their cities back open. New York's going to open July 1st. Vegas is going to open June 1st. I'm excited about that, and I support that, but we do have to be prepared that there are going to be now probably some surges or introduction of other people's COVID variants. India has two different variants than we've seen. They have a triple mutation one, a double mutation one. We've made our own variants in Columbus, Ohio, and Texas, and California. America will always, you know, go, we can do better, right? So we've made our own variants. So, you know, if we're going to follow the science, as I said in the previous segment, then we've all understood that our current immunity might not last, what they're telling us, and that people can get COVID twice, people can get a different strain, and so we believe that the vaccine provides better protection than our own immune system, it seems like it's a better bet to go through with the vaccine. Now, if you're going to tell me that you don't think what they're telling us is accurate, or you think there might be some underlying, secondary gain, that's, you know, I know that's definitely up for debate. I get that a lot of people are very distrustful of what's going on. But for me, I don't like the numbers. Italy had another 14,000 cases. India, another 324,000 cases reported over the last few hours. Iran, 20,000 cases. Netherlands, 7,200 cases. It just hasn't gone away. Mexico, they've had another 371 people die over the last few hours reported. 1-877-DOT-SALLY, don't go away.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
As a bald man, on a per follicle basis, haircuts usually aren't a great value to me. But at Supercuts, I can have an experienced stylist recommend the perfect cut for an affordable price, even if my options are limited. And while my hair-to-dollar ratio is good, yours is off the charts. Because Supercuts won't just cut your hair. They'll obsess over it until you look amazing. Then finish with a hot towel refresher to top it all off. And from my personal bald perspective, that's what I call hair rich. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away. At soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY. 1-877-DOCDALI. So how many times were you told in the last year, year and a half, to do your part? Were you told to do your part? Either by a president, your public official, mayor, were you told to do your part? Yeah. I think I heard it, I don't know, a dozen, two dozen times. We need to do our part. We need to do our part. And I think we need to define what exactly our part is, especially since Joe Biden had said last night that the rich need to pay their share. So we have, over the last year or two, been basically given the task, deputized, to take on certain roles, assigned roles, and we need to do our part. We need to wear our mask. Even if we're vaccinated, which is why you see stars and Nancy Pelosi and Joe Biden wear masks, because they want to show they're doing their part. If they're wearing the mask, it'll make other people wear the mask too, hopefully. If you close down your business, then people don't go to your business and then they stay home. Now, I thought all this time in my life, doing my part was contributing to society, helping somebody get their food, helping somebody with their health, right? Helping my kid learn so then my kid turns around and becomes a productive member of society, paying my taxes, starting a business where I hire individuals so now they could support their family, and then their money goes into the economy and helps others. So I thought that doing our part was being a working American. You pay your taxes, you put money into the system, you go to stores or you go to restaurants to help their business so they could then continue to hire people. I thought being very active in your community, community service, donating blood, you know, I still feel like I could do so much more. I think we all feel like we could do so much more. But in terms of we need to do our part, we kind of got the sense that our public health officials were telling us that we were being selfish, almost shaming us or guilt-tripping us into doing something. Now, a lot of us are like, wasn't a big deal. I mean, I wore my mask, wasn't a big deal. It was a very big deal closing my business down. That was a very big deal. That was a very big deal, my not being able to frequent a place who I want to help support because I like the staff they have. That was a big deal. So this doing my part, it kind of hit a nerve. I think it hit a nerve on a lot of people. And when are we going to be kind of commended for having done our part previously and let us do our part the way we know how to do our part? I'm not rich. I don't think I'm going to fall under. I know I'm not going to fall under some of these tax hikes. Joe Biden wants the $6 trillion spending plan over 10 years for the American Rescue and Families Plan and all the other stuff, American Jobs Plan, American, because it says American, we could spend $6 trillion. He's going to raise the corporation tax, the marginal income tax, capital gains, dividend tax, expand the IRS to go after people that haven't been paying all their taxes. But it looks like they're going to go after the top earners. So now there's this assault on the quote-unquote rich. And when I hear the term rich, I think Trump. I think, you know, the Queen, and I think Meghan Markle and Harry. I think somebody who has millions of dollars and has, you know, food servers and musicians in the background and beautiful China. And it turns out that many people that fall under this quote-unquote rich still live in middle-class areas, you know. Maybe have two cars, you know, three cars for the family, but they own, you know, a couple businesses. Or they own a couple houses. And these people pay rent. And when income is assessed, it's not your net income that's coming into your bank account. It's the gross income. So I'm honest. I tell you guys everything. When I had my practice, in a good year, we would bring in, between me and the PAs, $1 million. In 1 year, we did. Now, what were our costs? $700,000-$800,000. So between the insurance and the supplies and the rent and the PA salaries and the staff and everything, there wasn't much in terms of profit, maybe $200,000, which is still fantastic. But according to Joe Biden, if that business brought in $1 million, you have to now pay more. Now, okay, for me, I don't own the practice anymore. And again, that was before Obamacare. Trust me, you don't really see that, you know, that sort of money coming into a small neighborhood medical office. But then again, remember, I worked every day of the week. I would be there at 6. I wouldn't leave till 6, 7, 8. It was, I would do disability exams. And it was a lot of work. I worked a lot of hours. But that was gross income. Net, a fifth of that, if that. So, if you are working for somebody that doesn't think they're rich, but yeah, you know, they own that one business, and that one business might bring in gross certain amount of money, that which is what you're taxed on, now that person is going to get hit. Oh, but they're rich because they're an employer. Not all employers are rich. And what happens when an employer doesn't have the money to keep up the business? They fire you. You know, so when they decide to say, look, you know, this is what we're going to do. We're going to pitch, we're going to do have tax hikes for those making over $400,000. If somebody owns a Subway, and you could own, I believe, the Subway franchise. A lot of middle-income families will own, like, a Subway franchise because the franchise fees are very low cost and there's not a lot of overhead. But if that store brings in $600,000 and you're basically, you know, middle-class, just this is kind of your job now, if that's the money that came in, you're hit with these tax hikes. And so now if you hire 5 or 6 or 7 people, you might need to let somebody go if you think your bottom line is going to be hit that badly. So when you say to Americans they need to do their part or the rich need to pay their share, if somebody is employing people, if somebody is buying products and paying their rent and, you know, putting money into the economy and helping feed families by the people they support, okay, how much more do they have to do? So, and I get it. There's some people that are so rich they have yachts. But I'm not talking about the people with the yachts. I'm talking about the people whose gross income might hit above that. And now they're going to have to pay more. And I don't think a lot of them can. 1-877-DOCTOR-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only 2 documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.